There's something wonderful about nice clothes and hot sex. Oh, it's not that I don't love that feeling of skin against skin. No, sometimes it's just that feeling of silk on wool is just so delicious. It's almost more naughty, more intense. I'm sitting in your lap and I'm still wearing my nice work outfit. You know, the one that can double for the nice evening out outfit. I've unbuttoned my silk cream blouse so that you can see the lace of my bra and the way that it pushes up my cleavage. I'm wearing my gray wool skirt. It's conservative, but just stretchy enough that it snugly hugs my butt, but it still lets me move. I have burgundy heels, the classic pumps, because I knew you'd be meeting me. I'm not wearing pantyhose. I'm wearing thigh-high stockings, held in place with six straps from that special lace garter belt that you bought me. My diamond pendant lies softly between my breasts. I know that you're envious of that little rock nestled in that soft place, a place that you'd like to be, I'm sure. I'm also sure that that spritz of Chanel in my cleavage must be driving you wild, because I can feel your excitement by the way that you're holding me, the way you're looking at me, and the way that you're moving just a little uncomfortably underneath me, trying to hide that growing excitement. I have the perfect look of the executive secretary with just enough makeup so that you know that I'm wearing it. My hair is pulled up, but not severely. It's just sexy enough to show that I'm not a prude, but not so sexy to say that I'm a slut. And then you slide your hand up under my skirt, along my thigh, above the tops of my stockings, and you find what does say that I'm a slut. I did have panties on when I left the house, but they're in my purse by the door, and now your fingers find no barrier to my warm, open skin. As your finger begins to toy around my slit, your lips find my earlobe, and while your tongue plays around the stud in my ear, your teeth, oh, gently around the stone, tugging, while your fingers making perfect movements to match that tingling, spreading from my earlobe into my neck and my brain, meeting that tingling from my clit somewhere in the middle where the butterflies are fluttering in my tummy. Oh, there's no hiding your excitement now. Oh my goodness, you're grinding against me between my legs and I'm grinding back. I feel you pull my skirt up and around my waist. Oh, exposing me, my slit glistening on display, if anyone walked in to see. My panting is covered by your mouth as you kiss me passionately, and I kiss you back so deeply, lost in that feeling of lust. Oh, and I feel you pulling me towards you, straddling you, facing you. Your hands on my ass, your tongue so deep in my mouth, and I'm welcoming it, sucking it, inviting you into my mouth, and more. Oh my God, I feel your hand on my ass, and you lift me up slightly as you fumble with your belt and your trousers, but not long, because suddenly it is pressing against me, sliding against my clit. Probe, probe, probing. It's in me. Now you're inside of me and I'm riding up and down on your magnificent shaft. Feeling the silk of my legs rub against the wool of your slacks, your face buried between my tits. You pull my breasts out Oh, and you're nibbling and licking my nipples, and I throw my head back, moaning louder. Oh my God, I can't hold back. Oh, and I come so hard. Oh, God. I'm feeling your big hand pulling me close and pushing yourself all the way in. Oh, and then your whole body stiffens with that guttural moan right in my ear. And I feel you press and start to twitch deep inside of me, filling me with your cum. Oh, God. Oh, oh. And I come down again, and I collapse on you. Oh, panting, feeling your arms around me. You, oh, your hand, oh, gently stroking the back of my head. Oh, I catch my breath, kiss you softly, softly on the lips, as I pull your handkerchief from the breast pocket of your jacket, and I slip it between us as I feel your softening cock slide out of me, catching every drop of our cum. Oh, pressing your handkerchief against me, I feel the void, and I say, thank you, lover. I make sure that I tidy you up before I slip into the bathroom, a soft dabbing down there with a warm washcloth. I touch up my makeup, touch my hair, and then we go to dinner, still dressed. Although now my panties are folded in a square in your jacket pocket, looking like a handkerchief. And that cum-soaked hanky rides in my purse.